Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Thank you for joining us. Today's text is taken from Matthew chapter 4, and we're reading verses 1 to 11.
Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give to you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him.
Our focus is on verse 1. Led by the Spirit into the desert. It's not the most popular destination, but a desert experience can be what God calls us to go through at times. Prior to beginning his earthly ministry, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert. It was a time of fasting and testing, which led to Christ laying down some ground rules in both the heavenly and earthly realms. The vulnerability of God incarnate could still withstand the assault of Satan. Desert experiences come to us all, physically, spiritually, or emotionally. And they can happen at all times of life, even when there are things to do. Often when we are vulnerable, the Holy Spirit can be more real, closer. When things that we rely on are removed and distractions are taken away, then our focus on the Lord becomes sharper. As one refugee who'd lost home and family in civil war once said, "I never knew Jesus is all I needed until Jesus is all I have." It might be tough, but let's not rebel against those times when the Holy Spirit leads us into the desert place. It can help us refocus on the important things of life and strengthen our reliance on the Lord. A prayer. Heavenly Father, when I find myself in a desert experience, help me to look to you for the strength I need and to allow your Holy Spirit to deepen my reliance on you. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.